आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनौमनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्, शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तं गोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग विज्ञानमय कोश। अर्लियर वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अन्नमय कोश, प्राणमय कोश, मनोमय कोश, एंड नाउ द डिस्कशन ऑन विज्ञानमय कोश इज गोइंग ऑन। इन आवर लास्ट सेशन वी सॉ अनादेरपि विध्वंस प्राग भावस्य विक्चितः यद् बुद्ध्या उपाधि संबंधात् परिकल्पितम् आत्मनि। अनादेरपि द क्वेश्चन बाय स्टूडेंट वाज दैट सिंस दिस अविद्या दिस इग्नोरेंस इज अनादि देयरफॉर इट इज अनंत, सो देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ मुक्ति गुरु, नाउ यू गो बैक होम, वी डोंट नीड यू। गुरु से जो अनादेरपि इट इज सीन एनीथिंग विच इज बिगिनरलेस विध्वंस डिस्ट्रक्शन इज सीन, प्राग भाव से विच्छित, प्राग भाव प्राक अभाव, प्राक मीन्स प्रायर, अभाव मीन्स नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट, प्रायर नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट। एंड वी हैव सीन एग्जाम्पल इज पॉट, when a potter makes a pot, the clay is there, in that clay the pot in unmanifest form exists for how long? Beginningless time, anadika. The moment he makes a pot, it manifests, then we say pot is made on, manufactured on, today is October 28, 2018. So prak abhav of this pot is over. Prior non-existence of this pot, which is made on October 28, 2018, is over. Similarly, suppose tomorrow I break it. Same pot, clay pot, I break it. What will happen then? Then posterior, this is called pradhvansa abhava. Our Rishi Muni also categorized abhava four types. We know only absence is only one absence. Prior non-existence, posterior non-existence. What is this posterior? Now this pot, which was made on October 28, 2018 and was broken on October 29, 2018, will be again non-existent. For how long? Anantaka. Even if you make that pot, you cannot make it on 28th of October. Even this body was born in 1943 and it dies cremated, you cannot make a body in 1943. So that is Ananta. Same way. He says, Ajnan, ignorance is beginningless, anadi time. How do you prove it? Because we are born. Very simple. Whosoever is born is ignorant. Because jnani will not get another body. So whosoever is born is a jnani. But in human form, you can become jnani. After that, when you leave this body, no more body. Khatam. But ajnani journey will continue. Similarly, the ajnan, the ignorance. Ignorance of what? Always you have to remember that. Not ignorance of Sanskrit. Ignorance of our true nature. We are ignorant about that. For how long? Beginning next time. You cannot put a date. The moment you put a date, then before that you were jnani. You cannot say that from this date I am ignorant. Okay, now when you get the knowledge, what will happen? Ajnan will go away. When you get the knowledge of self, so ignorance of self goes away. So how long this will continue? Ajnan? Ajnan will continue for ananta time, infinite time. Once you become jnani, you are always jnani. Like in India, once you are a doctor, you are always a doctor. You don't have to give any exam. Do you know that? In America, you have to give every 5 years, 10 years, I don't know, but you have to appear in exam. But in India, once a doctor, once an engineer, once an accountant, once a lawyer, you are always, throughout your life, you are permanent. Similarly, once you become a jnani, there is no question of, again, revival of that. You have to give again exam after 5 years. No? Done. Kata. The Guru Sahib says, the concept of individuality has arisen because of the consciousness identifying with or reflecting in the intellect. How this individuality started? Do you remember? What is chit? What is chit pratibimb? Chidabhas? Chit chaya? Sakshi? Jeeva. All gone. Pata nahi kya aap bolte hain. You have told many times, but we don't remember. It is not your fault. Bhagavat says that. Who has written Bhagavatam? Ved Vyas. Who is Ved Vyas? He is Vishnu avatar. So Vishnu, Lord Vishnu is saying, in Kali Yuga, the buddhi will be off. It's not our fault. So there is this Satchidanand chit is there, that is pure chit, nirgun nirakar, Satchidanand, when it reflects in antahkaran, then we call it chit chaya, chidabhas, chit pratibimba. Pratibimba, reflection. Only the reflection. When the same reflection is conditioned by one upadhi, we call it antahkaran. Antahkaran. When it gets a upadhi, we call it sakshi. But this chit pratibimba is not attached to this antahkaran. It has got a conditioning only. Therefore, is sakshi. Same chit pratibimba with the same conditioning of antahkaran, when gets identified, he becomes jiva. You see? The concept of individuality has arisen because of the consciousness identifying with or reflecting in the intellect. How the jiva you became? Because you identified. Identity with what? With antahkaran. What is this antahkaran? Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. If you don't identify, you become sakshi. So difference between sakshi and jiva, what is the difference? Sakshi is not identified with antahkaran. Jiva is identified. Only this much of difference is there. Intellect is used here because the mind and the sense organs are incorporated in the subtle body. The jeev bhav, the individuality, jeev bhav, I am jeeva, I am body, I am doer, I am enjoyer. This jeev bhav in its essential nature is nothing other than the Atman. Do you agree? Jeev is in essential nature, is Chetan plus the antahkaran, and he is identified. Who is the Sakshi? Is the Chetan with the conditioning but not identified. And there is a Chit Pratibim, and above that is Chit. So all this Chit is one and same. Chit in Sakshi, Chit in Jeev, and Chit in Chit Pratibimba, and Chit, the pure Chit, is one and same. It's not different. But because of the conditioning, the self, the Om, appears to be PFT. It's an appearance. It's not real. It is superimposition. It's a superimposition on the Chetan, on the consciousness. It is just an appearance, like a snake on rope. It is an appearance. The whole world is an appearance on Brahman. If I can understand, but because of the conditioning, the self of the Om appears to be PFT, the jiva. If I can understand myself to be the nature of self, if I understand the difference between the jiva, sakshi, chitta pratibimba and chit, suddha chitta, and I consider myself, and if I can understand myself to be the nature of the self, if I consider myself that I am that suddha chetan only, I am not even sakshi, I am not jiva, I am not chitta pratibimba. If you understand that, then what will happen? The sorrows that are supplied to me through the body, the mind, the intellect can be ended. Kya chahiye batao? So clearly Gurudev writes. All the sorrows of the body, mind and intellect will end. How? By just understanding. What is that understanding? That I am Suddha Chetan. And Suddha Chetan can never give you sorrow. Sorrow comes from body, mind, intellect, and all those people who are related to body, mind, and intellect. Thus, though this avidya is beginningless, it has an end, as in a prak abhav, as in the example of the beginningless non-existence of the pot in the mud, ending in the production of the pot from the mud. If this avidya has an end, O teacher, tell us how it can be ended. the student will ask. Student's understanding is that avidya is anadi and anant. Teacher is saying avidya is anadi, but it has got an end. Now student wants to know how it will end. Tell me. What is the secret technique batao? This jeev bhavana has come about because of the intellect, so through the same intellect it should be ended. Lo. What is the problem? Where is the problem? It is the conditioning. There is Suddha Chetan, there is Chit Pratibimba, then there is a conditioning of Antakaran, which is not identified. We call it Sakshi, same Chit Pratibimba, when conditioning with the Antakaran, but identified, we call it Jiva. Are you clear up to this? Or should I draw it on the board? Like our Swamiji said, there are three types of students. But I take you all Uttam student. Sravan Matrena Bhavati. The Jeev Bhav has come because of this conditioning. In the Suddha Chetan, there is no conditioning. So problem is in the conditioning. Intellect is identified, so we have to find solution also there. Have you heard this? Mane manushyanam karanam bandha mokshaya. Have you heard? We studied Amrit Bindu Upanishad here. Man eva manushyanam is the cause for both bondage and mukti. Where is wrong understanding? It is in the training. Move the wrong understanding. Pure. Ho gaya. The intellect turned outward toward the OIT creates the jeevhood. See. The intellect which is going out, the mind through five senses going out. That creates jeeva. Swami Ramakrishna Ji showed na, five horses. Then mind, and behind that jeev, this intellect. If it is going out, it is jeevhood. When the same intellect is turned towards the om, inward, the awakening of the Atman and the Self take place. Dekho. Only you have to do U-turn. Always it is bahirmukhi. Our senses are bahirmukhi. They can go only outward. Where is Atman? Sitting inside. So if you have to reach or experience that Atman, what you have to do? Go outside or inside? Inside. So what to do with the Jnanendriyas, organs of perception? You have to control. You have to control. Then only you can go. How can you control? Okay, I want to stop seeing OET. Oh, close your eyes. But how you will close this? There is no gate here. How you will close this? Mouth you can close. You can sit in a secluded place. You don't want to touch anybody. That can be done. So to go inside means you have to control your five organs of perception. You have to control your mind who is riding these five horses and going out. Control them. Bring them back. Then you will reach that Atman. At this moment, the intellect is functioning turned entirely outward. Is it our experience? Is it not? Our intellect is functioning only in OIT. In deep sleep, we are sleeping. When we are awake, whole intellect is working outside. And is fully engaged in its busy preoccupation with the fascinating world of OIT. The world of experience in the OIT are all delusory misconceptions born out of non-apprehension of reality. It all misapprehension. We all are seeing snake because we are not able to see roe. Snake is delusory. It's not there. Hence, the intellect at this moment is full of wrong notion, misconception, and false knowledge, mithya gyan. What is this mithya gyan? There is joy in the world. If I get this person, being, or this object of the world, I will be happy. Mithya gyan. I am this body. I am this mind. I am intellect. This is all mithya gyan. What is the right gyan? I am Brahman. This is right knowledge. Due to the ignorance of the self, the misconception, I am body, I am mind, I am intellect, have arisen, and thereafter considering myself to be the limited ego and thinking that my happiness depends on the world of objects. This is all our understanding. Our happiness depends on our job. Job nahi hai, unhappy. Wrong conception. I found no way to gain real and lasting happiness. Our experience. We are not finding lasting happiness. We find happiness on first of each month when we get paycheck, we are happy. After that, 10 days after, when the bank balance comes down, we start again becoming unhappy. All this is false knowledge. When the intellect leaves its means consciousness and turns toward the eternal self, then even though the avidya is beginningless, it ends with the dawn of the knowledge of the self. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is said, asango hi purusa. That purus, that chetan is asanga. He means indeed. That Brahman is asanga. Same chetan which is coming as a chit pratibimba and in the sakshi and the jeev bhav is asanga. Unattached. But how this attachment then happens? It's because of ignorance. Atma and anatma cannot come together in the sense, cannot get attached to each other because their nature is altogether different. It can never happen. But it has happened. Why? Because of ignorance. But now I want to end my jeev bhava. Immediately I want to remove. Do you also want to remove jeev bhava? No, you want to remain jeev? No. We all want to remove jeev bhava. Shankaracharya, can you suggest something? Can you show us the path? He says, yes, I will tell you. Verse number 202.
Vinivritti bhavetyasya.
Samyajnanenananyatha.
Brahmatmaikatva vijnanam. Samyajnanam shrutermatam.
Vinivritti bhavetasya.
Samyajnanenananyatha. Brahmatmaikatva vijnanam. Samyajnanam shrutermatam.
So you can kill your jiva. Shankaracharya says, yes, there is a solution. What is their solution? Vinivritti bhavetasya samyajnanena na anyatha. Vinivritti cease to function. This ignorance will end. Bhavet will be tasya its samyajnanena by right knowledge. Na anyatha, not by other way. There is no other way. The superimposition will cease to function at the dawn of right knowledge and no other way. No other way. Na anyatha. Keval ek rasta hai. There is only one way. What is that? Samyajnan. Right knowledge you have to get. Can I do something else? Knowledge is not entering in my head. No. There is no way. There is no other way. Only right knowledge will remove jivatva. Okay, if I torture my body, if I do tapas, if I stand on one leg, if I sleep on the bed of thorns, होगा कुछ नहीं होगा. यू नीड सम्यक ज्ञान एंड दिस जी भाव इज देयर फ्रॉम ऑल द 14 लोकास. इवन द ब्रह्मा सेज आई एम ब्रह्मा, इंद्र सेज आई एम इंद्र, देवता ऑफ स्वर्ग आई एम द किंग ऑफ ऑल द देवताज, आई एम इंद्र भाव जी भाव, आई एम ब्रह्मा जी भाव. इन द लोअर लोकर ऑल्सो इट्स लाइक दैट, तो जी भाव कंटिन्यूज. सो वॉट एवर जप तप यू डू, जी भाव विल रिमेन. वॉट एवर जप तप यू वॉन्ट टू डू, यू कैन डू. Right knowledge tells Jeevabh is false. If you want to remove Jeevabh, then bring Brahmabhav. Jeevabh is there for millions of years. Brahmabhav you have to bring and practice. The vasanas of Brahmabhav is to be created. The Jeevabh vasana is there for a long, long millions of years of life. So if you want to overpower it, yes, you have to do it with the Brahma Bhava. Vedant never encourages us to go to other loka. You will remain in the same class. Suppose by Dan, Tap, and if you are going to the Brahma Loka, there are many lokas. Eh? Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satyam. Seven upper stories. Then there are seven lower stories. Even if you go to the Brahma Loka, you still remain Jiva. There is no improvement. There is no improvement. A child failed in the class. Came back home and told father that I have saved your money. You don't have to buy new books. Same class. So there is no question of going in this 14-story building, 14 lokas, going up and down by our actions. Every time we are doing pap karma, punya karma, we are going up and down. Why you are doing? Because you are considering yourself karta, doer. Jeev is thinking, I am karta. Ahankar vimudatma karta amiti manyate, in Gita Lord says. Ahankar, I am karta. What is ahankar? Definition of ahankar is in tattva bodh, aham karta iti ahamkara, I am the karta. Lord says bimood atma, not only mood, he is not a fool, he is bimood, vishesh rupane mood. Ahankar bimood atma karta amiti mannate, you are thinking you are karta, you are not doer, this is ahankar, this is ego. So Vedant is the topmost, it will give you liberation. By all other sadhana, you can improve yourself from Svedas to Udvij to Andaj to Jalai. There are four types of creation. Svedas. Svedas means from moisture. You get lice here, na? How? By moisture. Perspiration. Svedas. Udvij. Udvij coming from the earth. Then Andas from the eggs. Fourth is Jalayu. By sadhana you can improve this way. A jiva which is at the lowest level, Svedaj to Udvij to Andas to Jalayu. By other sadhana you can improve yourself, but you will not be liberated. Your misunderstanding will never go. कुरुते गंगा सागर गमनम व्रत परिपालनम अथवा दानम ज्ञान विहीन सर्वमतेन भजति न मुक्ति जन्म satena, even if you take 100 human lives also. Ganga Sagar, it is said, sab tirth bar bar Ganga Sagar, ek bar. People want to go and die there, no? Ganga Sagar. Oh, I have done Ganga Sagar. Theek hai. Vrat paripalan athava danam. I am doing lot of vrata. Sombar, Mangalbar, Budhbar, Brahaspati, Shukra, Shani, Rabi, all 7 days. Vrat. Ekadasi vrat, Purnima vrat, Amavasya vrat, this and that. Athava danam. I have given lot of charity also. Good. Jnana bihina sarvamatena. Jnana bihina without knowledge. Sarvamatena, all philosophy say that. All philosophy say that. Jnana sarvamatena, bhajatina muktim janmasatena. Mukti will not happen. In Atmabodh also we have seen, bodha anya sadhanebhyahi satchat mochek sadhanam pakasya vannivat jnana vina mochuna siddhyati. Bodha, knowledge. Which is here written as sammagyana. Bodha anya sadhanebhya. There are many means. Bhakti marg, karma marg, tirth gaman, jap, tap, brat, ganga snan. All these are sadhanas there. But bodha, only the right knowledge will remove the ignorance. No other way you can remove ignorance. They are useful. Shankaracharya is not criticizing vrat or giving daan or going to temple. You go to temple every day from morning to evening, better a whole life, you will still remain a jeev only. But we are not criticizing puja also. They all have got their own purpose. So what is the right knowledge? Brahma atma ekatabha vijnanam sammagyanam srute matam. Brahma atma. This is jnanam. Ekatvam. Atma is Brahma. Same chetan in jiva, the same chetan in sakshi, same chetan in chitta pribimba, and the suddha chetan is one and same. So atma in me and the brahman is one and same. Jeev and Ishwar is one and same. It is sammagyan. In Gita, Lord says, Chetragya chapi mam viddhi, in chapter 13. Chetragya, knower of the field. Chetra, Chetragya. Field and the knower of field. One who is knowing is Bhagwan, is Lord, is Atman, is Brahman. That means who is knowing? Is the intellect knowing? Or because of the presence of Chetan in you, the intellect is knowing. Because of the presence of Chetan, the intellect comes to know. If the Chetan is not there. So, bodha anya sadhanebhyahi sachat mochek sadhanam pakasya vannivat. Example was given there. Suppose you cut different type of vegetables. Now you suggest me, there are several types put in one. What is that? Navaratan palau. The 9 type of vegetables and you are making. You have cut and you have brought the rice and everything is there. Can you call it a pulao without the vanni, without the fire? Can you cook it? Make it Navratan pulao? No. So what is the direct means for making the pulao? Fire is needed, it is essential. Similarly, knowledge is essential. So according to our scripture, realization of identity between Jeev and Brahma is the right understanding. I am not Jeev, I am Brahman. Vijnanam, the word Vijnanam has come here. Vijnanam is experience, you have to experience. Only knowledge will not do. I am Brahman, I am Brahman. You have to experience, yes, Brahman is there with me. There is no difference between Atman and Brahman is the Sammakya. There is no difference between Atman and Brahman is the right knowledge. And all the Mahavakya show the same thing. There are hundreds of Mahavakya. What is Mahavakya? They show Atma and Brahma Ekya or Jiva Ishwar Ekya. They show the identity between Atma and Brahman. It's one and same. It's not different. Don't think that Brahman is sitting somewhere there. You are Brahman. Brahman is not sitting somewhere else. You are Brahman. So once you come to know, so in Chandogya Upanishad we get Tattvamasi. That is in the Chandogya Upanishad. Aham Brahmasmi is in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Then I am Atma Brahma is in Mundaka Upanishad. And Pragyanam Brahma is in Aitriya Upanishad. So all of them mean the same thing, is the identity between Atman and Brahman. Acha, how can I get Sammakyan? Next question. How can I get Sammakyan chahiye? How will I get? Shankaracharya ji says, okay, chalo batate hain. 203.
तदात्मनात्मनो सम्यक्
विवेकेनैव सिद्ध्यति
ततो विवेकः कर्तव्यः प्रत्यगात्मसदात्मनोः
That Atman Anatmana Samyak Vivekena, Atma Anatma between self and not self, Samyak right, Vivekena by discrimination, Eva alone. The method is also only one. If you want liberation, you have to get the knowledge. How to get knowledge? One method. What is that method? You have to do discrimination. Siddhati does come. This realization comes only through right discrimination made between self and not self. If you have proper understanding, then there is no bandhan. So what is this Atma Anatma Vivek? In this world there are only two things. I am telling from last 4 years. Only is Atma and Anatma, Atma and Anatma. In our BMI chart, Om is Atma and other than Om, everything is Anatma. So we have to do Vivek between Atma and Anatma. We all are intelligent people. We all do Vivek every day from morning to evening. But we always do Vivek between two. Yes, very good. Your understanding is good. We always do Vivek between two anatma vastu. But Shastra says that you have to do Vivek between two things, Atma and Anatma. Other words for this Vivek, Nitya and Anitya Vivek. What is Nitya? Brahman. Nitya means which remains in three periods of time. Anitya, which is limited in time. So we do the Vivek between Nitya and Anitya. Atma Anatma, Atma nature is different, qualities are different, Anatma qualities are different. Do the Viveka. Then you can call it Prakriti Purusha Viveka. Purusha is Om, Prakriti is whole Anatma. Prakriti Purusha Viveka also you can say. You can say Panchakosha Viveka, which we are doing now. The whole purpose of doing this Panchakosha Viveka is to reach that Atman. So we have already done annamaya kosh, pranamaya kosh, manomaya kosh. In each three kosh, Shankaracharya has proved this is not Atman. He has taken one by one and proved. And he will prove Vijnanamaya kosh also is not Atma. He will prove also Anandamaya kosh is also not Atma. This is Vivek. We think this Panchakosha, this body is Atma. And Shankaracharya is proving one by one, this is not Atma. You can do Sarir Traya Vivek. Sthul Sarir is not Atma. Sushma Sarir is not Atma. Karan Sarir is not Atma. Sarir Traya Vivek. Or Drik Drishya Vivek. Seer and seen. Drik means Drishta. Drishya means seen. Seer, who is the ultimate seer? That Chetan is the ultimate seer. And whole thing, other things are all seen. So you can do Drik Drishya Vivek also. Your body is seen, therefore it is Atma. Your mind is seen, therefore it is. Your intellect is seen. Aaj buddhi kaam nahi karti. It's known. So therefore it is anatma. Anything which is seen is anatma. You are seeing sun, moon, star, anatma. You are seeing space, anatma. You are seeing fire, anatma. You are seeing this building, anatma. One day it will perish. You are seeing this body, anatma. Only one thing you will not be able to see is that Atma. So even when you are sleeping, if somebody wakes you up, hey, tell me, but mom, this pencil is Atma or Anatma? Anatma, just. Yeah. Only one thing you cannot see, other things. Whole world is Anatma. In Panchadasi, there are five chapters of Vivek, Tattva Vivek. What is that Tattva? What is that Chetan? Tattva Vivek. Then Panchabhuta Vivek. Panchabhuta. Space, air, fire, water, earth. If you start inquiring that, you will find that they, what is the source of all of them? It is coming from that only. Panchabhuta Vivek. Dvaita Vivek. Dvaita Vivek? Duality. We are seeing duality. But from the standpoint of the reality, there is only one thing, only Brahman is there. There is no duality. Dvaita Vivek. Then again in Panchadasi also there is a Panchakosha Vivek. Or Mahavakya Vivek. Study Mahavakya. Do the Mahavakya Vivek. There are many Mahavakya. All will tell you the identity of these. Or Jeev Jagat Ishwar Vivek. What is this Jeev? Who is this Jeev? What is this Jagat? Why are we worshipping Ishwar? Who is that Ishwar? Do start inquiring that. One thing you will find common in all of them, Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, anything in the whole world, existence is the common factor in all. Jeev is existing, Ishwar is also existing, world is also existing. Existence is the common factor. So therefore, existence is the supreme. Existence is Sat. And that Sat is Chit, that Chit is Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. Therefore, everywhere in the world that Sat existence is there. So only Sat is there. This Asat is a superimposition on Sat. Therefore, we have got the Adhyasa superimposition, Apavad, negate. First, we have to understand what is Adhyas. Adhyas means superimposition on that Brahman, the substratum. Then we have to negate. Negation is called Apavad. Apavad of superimposition. Avasthatraya Vivek. If you do the Avasthatraya Vivek also, you will come to know that tattva. How? He is present in Jagrat, he is present in Swapna, he is present in Susupti. Jagrat Swapna Susupti comes and go. But this consciousness, it remains in all three periods of time. This Chetan illumines the Jagrat Avastha or Sapna Avastha or Susupti Avastha. It is present in all. Or in Bhagavad Gita, we have got Chetra Chetragya Vivek, chapter 13. Lord has said, you do only this much, you become realized. Itna hi karo. So we have to do Vivek. There is no other way. Pratyak Atma Sadatmana. There is a different reading for this also. Pratyak Atma Asadatmana. Pratyak Atma means the inside. Pratyak means inside. Inside the self. And Asad Atmana. Asad Atmana means Anatma. I'm telling you the different reading. There is another reading. There it is said, you discriminate between Atma and Anatma. Asat Atma means Anatma Vastu. Here it is said, Pratyak Atma and Sadatmana. Pratyak Atma is the Atman inside you and Sadatman is the Brahman. The eternal Atman is one and same. Both ways you can come to the same conclusion. Pratyak Atma Sadatma. Okay. Can you give me one example? Yes, I will give you example. Without example, how you will understand? 204.
Jalam pankavadatyantam.
Jalam pankavadatyantam.
Pankapaye jalam sputam.
Pankapaye jalam sputam.
Yatha bhati tathatmapi.
Yatha bhati tathatmapi.
Dosha bhave sputa prabhah.
Dosha bhave sputa prabhah.
Jalam pankavadatyantam. Pankapaye jalam sputam. Yatha bhati tathatmapi.
Jalam pankavata atyantam panka apaye jalam sputam. Jalam, water. Pankavata, muddy. It is muddy. In rainy season, water becomes muddy. Atyantam, extremely muddy. Panka apaye, when you remove the mud by some method, what will happen? Jalam sputam, water will become clear. Sputam, clear. It is mixed with the water, mud is mixed with the water, therefore it becomes muddy. Remove the mud, water is again pure. Similarly, yatha bhati tatha atma api dosa abhave sputa prabha. Just as bhati appears, tatha, so too, atma self, also dosa abhave. When you remove the impurities, sputa prabha, one clear luster. So Atman also will manifest. When the dosh, the impurities are removed. What are the impurities? Anatma is impurities. Pancha kosh is impurity. Pancha mahabhut is impurity. Anything superimposed on that Brahman is impurity. Remove it. We are seeing together, it looks like a muddy thing. We are all muddy-headed. That is why we are seeing all muddy things. You just do vichar. Remove it and it will be, you will be able to see clean. So you have to do vivek. Separate not self from the self. You don't have to destroy not self. Only you have to do the vichar. Atma, anatma, vichar you have to do. He is not saying to destroy anatma. He is not saying to destroy your panchakosa. He is not saying that destroy your gross body, subtle body, causal body. He is only saying know that you are not gross body, subtle body and causal body. Like in this body, Atma is sthita. Atma is sarirastha. Sitting on this body. Like we are sitting on the chair, chairastha. So chairastha does not mean that you are chair. If I am sitting on the chair, does that mean that I am chair? No. Should I throw away chair? No. What I have to do? I have to know that I am not chair. Similarly, Atma is sitting in this body, sarirastha. So this Atma is not sarir. I am Atma, I am Brahman, I am not sarir. Do I have to destroy sarir? No. What do you have to do? No, only I am not sarir, that's all. Only we have to know. A realized person lives in the world, but he is not of the world. Yeah. A realized person with his body lives in the world, but he knows he is not of the world. He is different from the world. He is Atman or Brahman. Only right knowledge will help us. The goal is to remove the anatma, and how you can do it? By understanding properly. By right knowledge you can understand. Only vivek is to be done. Only way is to do vivek.
Asannivrittoti sadatmana sphutam.
Asannivrittoti sadatmana sphutam.
Pratitiretasya bhavet praticah.
Pratitiretasya bhavet praticah.
Tato nirasa karaniya eva.
Tato nirasa karaniya eva.
Sadatmana sadvahamadivastunah.
Sadatmana sadvahamadivastunah.
Asannivritto tu sadatmana sputam. Pratitiretasya bhavet pratitah. Tato nirasa karaniya eva sadatmana sadvahamadivastunah.
Asat anibrittau tu sadatmana sputam. Pratiti etasya bhavet praticah. Asat, unreal. Nibrittau, when ceases to exist, tu, verily. Sadatmana, sadatmana means the eternal self. Sputam, clearly. Pratiti, realization. Etasya, of this. Bhavet, takes place. Praticha, of the subject itself. This very individual self is clearly realized as the eternal self when unreal ceases to exist. Asat nibritto. Remove the asat, remove the anatma, remove the panchakosa, falsify it. Remove word is also not correct. It's not removing. It is just falsifying. Go beyond all these.
Tata nirasa karniya eva. Tata, therefore, nirasa, removal, karniya, should be done eva, certainly. One must strive to completely remove this wrong understanding that I am this body, I am this panchakosa, I am this sariratraya. This is to be done. So what is to be done for that? Geyam Gita Nam Sarasram Deyam Sripati Rupa Jasram Neyam Sajjan Sange Chittam Deyam Dina Janaya Chavittam. Start from there. Why from there? There are only two steps for realization. Number one, purification of mind. Number two, knowledge of the self. Knowledge of self will take 1 second. If there is a darkness in a room for 1,000 years, bring a match, darkness will go away in 1 second. Similarly, knowledge will take 1 second.
What is that knowledge? Tattamasi, you are Brahman. Only this much is knowledge. It's not happening. Not happening. Why? Because I have not done the first step. First step is to be done first. Purification of mind. What is to be done?
Gayam Gita Nam Sahasranam, Vishnu Sahasranam, chalo karo. Start from there. Dhyam Sripati Rupa Sahasranam. Dhyan karo. Puja karo. Neyam Sajjan Sange Chittam. Satsang. Do satsang. Start from satsang.
Everywhere in, if you go in Bhagavatam or in Ramayana, everywhere, Lord Rama to Sabri, when he tells about the Navada Bhakti, starts with satsang. In Bhagavat, it starts with satsang. In Bhajagobindam, satsange nisanga, starts from satsang. The starting point is there. So you have to purify, 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 purify. But the best way is, bolo. Best way of purification. How long you will do puja? How long you will do the japa? How many times you will go for pilgrimage? How many times you will dip in Ganges? How many times you will do the yajna? So if I have to do it, purification of mind 24 hours, 365 days, the best way is to do what is karma yoga? All my karma, any special karma? No. Whatever I am doing, whatever is my ability and capability, same karma which I am doing at this point of time for my happiness, the same karma is to be done. Yes. Start doing this. Purification will happen and slowly, slowly you will become fit for the knowledge. Sadatmana sadhu aham adi vastunaha. Sadatmana, from the eternal self, sadhu, well, completely, aham adi vastuna, of the things like ego. So remove the ego from the eternal self. Remove the ego doesn't mean that it has to be destroyed. You cannot do it. Ahankar will stay. Even for a realized person, ahankar is needed for transaction with the world. What you have to know, that this is unreal. Ahankar is unreal, that we have to understand it. Like we have seen the blueness of the sky. It is not blue. We don't have to remove the blueness. Only you have to know the sky is not blue. So many times it happens, so after studying the Vedans also, their ego comes, I am a Vedanti, you know? I am a Vedanti. Gurudev said, this also should be submerged. Don't allow it to arise that I am a Vedanti. In the next verse, he will prove that this Vigyanmaya course is also not Atma. After each course, he proves that this also is not Atma. So earlier also I have said, your homework is this, that you have to write that Annamaya course is not Atma. He has given the logic why it is not Atma. Pranamay, Manomay. In the next class we will discuss Vigyanmaya course is also not Atma. And when we finish this Anandamaya course also, that is not Atma, by that time your chart should be complete so that you know it fully well. Annamaya is not Atma. Annamaya to Anandamaya is not Atma. Now if you open this verse number 151, here Shankaracharya has said, panchanam api kosanam apavade vibhattayam suddha. I am suddha, you can find me. Where? Panchanam कोसे अपवादे, व्हेन यू निगेट, अपवाद मीन्स निगेट, फाइव कोसाज, आनमय, प्राणमय, मनोमय, विज्ञानमय, आनंदमय को, पंचानाम भी कोसानाम अपवाते विभाति अयम शुद्ध, हाउ इज दैट नित्य आनंद एक रस, इट इज द नित्य, इट्स इटर्नल, इट इज विथ अस, आनंद, इट इज आनंद स्वरूप, एक रस, एक रस मीन्स होमोजीनियस. When we go outside in the world, we get some ananda, but that ananda has got various degrees. But this ananda is ekaras, homogeneous. Pratyak rup, pratyak rup, it is inside. It is with us. Parah, it is the supreme. There is nothing supreme than this. This is supreme. Swayam jyoti, it is self-effulgent. So that atman is already with us. How we will get it? At that time he gave an example. Tat sail balapanaye samrak salilam pratiyate suddham. At that time you will find that Shankaracharya always gives an example from the nature. A pond is covered with the moss. How you will find this water? Remove the moss. You get the clear. Now he said about the muddy water. In the rainy season you get the muddy water. How you will get the pure water? You remove the mud. How you will get Atman? Remove panchavas. That's so simple. Who have to do it? Teacher will have to do it. All have to do it. It's an individual journey. पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति